News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back into the program here on a Friday. It is hour number two of Fond du Lac today here this morning. And as we roll on here this morning, we continue with our Behind the Badge interviews, of course, talking about local law enforcement topics with the different law enforcement members of our community. And, of course, the second segment on Fridays is with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. We're joined today by Lieutenant Tyler Broderick and also the nurse site manager with the Fond du Lac County Jail. That is Marie Brenner. We're going to talk about the health procedures and health and medical procedures at the Fond du Lac County Jail. Obviously, health has been top of mind with a lot of different things in the last year, especially with the pandemic going on, and an important topic to touch on here here on this Friday morning. Tyler and Marie, thanks for joining us. How are you folks today?
Very good. Thanks for having us.
Doing great. Thank you.
Appreciate you taking a little time to chat with us here today. Obviously, health has been top of mind. Like I said, COVID still very real in our community, and I don't know. Recently, the jail has had some issues with COVID itself. Just in general, how have things been the last year when it comes to health care? Everybody staying safe relatively in the jail when it comes to the terms of health and safety?
I believe we have been. We've been great the last 11 months up until this minor outbreak of the COVID, being healthy, safe, and doing great, actually.
Yeah, and our staff on top of it, our nursing staff as well as our correctional staff have been pretty healthy through it as well. So the precautions that we took, I think, really went a long ways.
So let's start with the basic information. Marie, you can talk for a little bit. I'll let you kind of take the floor and explain your role. Obviously, with the folks that are in the county jail, keeping them healthy, keeping them safe is top of mind, even when it's not a global pandemic going on. So why don't you explain your role and what role you play in the Fond du Lac County Jail and the Sheriff's Office?
Well, my role as the nurse manager, we have nurses for 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. I manage those nurses as well as work the quote-unquote floor as well. We see patients or inmates at the booking area, as well as at sick call. We do their health appraisals after 14 days for a physical here, and any type of emergent type situations. We deal with situations such as drug withdrawal, any type of medical issues, heart, diabetes, any other comorbidities that might go hand in hand with someone that isn't in jail, and things like that. With that being said, I do a little bit of the background behind the scenes as far as numbers and statistics and things like that we meet quarterly with the company that I work for, and report those back to the admin part of the jail. But in a nutshell, we just try to keep everybody safe and healthy by encouraging the washing of hands, intaking fluids, making sure that things are cleaned. Patients or inmates are given masks to wear if they choose to, and if they have any symptoms, we immediately take them out of where they are. We have rapid testing available for them, and treat their symptoms as well.
In a normal year, and you know, we can try to think back to, you know, early 2020 or even 2019, what's an average day like for you as the nurse site manager at the jail? Is there a lot of intake checkups? Is it a lot of working on the so-called floor, as you mentioned? What's a typical day when we're not dealing with COVID like for your role in the jail?
For my role at the jail, if I am filling in, quote-unquote, on the floor, is we start med pass at like 5:30 in the morning. We pass meds throughout the four dorms, and then we start our sick call procedures. So anybody that's put in a slip to see the nurse, or anybody that has come in overnight with an urgent need, such as any type of withdrawal, any type of heart issue, or again, diabetes or any other comorbidity, we see them in that day. If anybody is feeling self-harm, we would take vitals and get a baseline and talk with them. We meet with the mental health professional to see if there's any type of medication issues or any type of recommendations from them. We follow up with our jail doctor, who's on call 24/7. And then if in the afternoon, we have a nurse that comes in and she does the same thing, but she takes care of more of the urgent needs on the patients that have been here a little bit more than last night or the last 3 days. So they're in our sections that have passed their quarantine status and have gone into a different section. So she takes care of those patients and then does med pass at night in the four different sections. With that being said, within that mix, we do their health appraisals and do a baseline, get a little bit of history as far as, like, their medical, social history, as far as, like, suicide attempts or any drug use, things like that. And then if I'm not doing the floor, the site manager piece of it is obviously the supplies, helping support staff in any type of situation that they would need. If there is an officer that has a booking and they have an urgent need, I would go out there and assess them. Other nurses do that too, and just kind of support my staff with that and field a lot of different questions from a lot of different places, I guess, throughout the day.
How much staff do you have working with you at the jail then?
So we have one 40-hour day nurse. We have one 32-hour day nurse. We have one 40-hour night nurse and one 16-hour night nurse.
So a fairly sizable staff to help out. Obviously, you can't do it all alone. That's not how things work, obviously. But overall, a pretty rewarding position for you to be in.
I absolutely love my job. After being here, I don't know if I could ever go back to, say, a hospital setting and be a quote-unquote regular floor nurse. I'm very passionate about what I do, and I advocate for every patient that's in here, and I feel my staff does as well. Yeah, I love my job.
What makes you enjoy it more than, say, a regular hospital or healthcare setting? What makes the jail different, and what makes it something you enjoy doing as opposed to working in kind of the public eye then?
I love the variety that we get. I love being able to advocate for patients that maybe don't have a voice, say, in a hospital setting. I love being able to have a relationship with staff in that small knit group where we do kind of see those same patients over and have a history with them. They get to know you, you get to know them, whereas a hospital, sometimes you don't always get that that length with the patient. The fast pace, I know you get that in the hospital as well. However, it's just a different everyday situation, and it just keeps me on my toes, and I learn every day from everybody.
We're talking with Lieutenant Tyler Broderick, also Marie Brenner, the nurse site manager at the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office and the Fond du Lac County Jail as well. And let's kind of transition and talk a little bit more about the COVID scenarios that we've had over the last year or so. You, Marie, I believe you highlighted some of the different procedures and protocols that have been put into place, but remind us again for the listeners who might not be aware, what has changed over the last year or so for the jail? And obviously, you mentioned things have been going pretty well. There's been a little minor outbreak here recently, but tell us again kind of about those protocols and what had to be changed from normal to now in COVID times with the jail.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's a big laundry list of things that we did, but some of the highlight things that we have done is obviously our Huber work release facility is now transferred over to an intake section, and those inmates were placed out on the GPS bracelet where they're monitored electronically by our officers. But we now take all inmates that are brought into the jail and are now quarantined for 14 days. Just they're monitored up there. Trying to think of what else. As far as just proper PPE, all our officers are wearing masks. All our temperatures are taken when they come to work every day. We provide them tests if they would need a COVID test. We can do a rapid or a long-term test. We can also do that for our inmates in the facility. What else? Marie could probably talk about more than I could. So,
yep. The inmates are given masks at intake as well as if they've been here long-term. We are making sure they have a is it Newquat that they spray down in the dorm setting. We have a Skytron machine that actually kills all the germs that in the dorm setting, as well as in individual cells, conference rooms, the sick call rooms, the intake areas. They do that as well. That's new. Always making sure that the quarantine is up before being moved into a general dorm. If anybody has any symptoms, like I had said previously, taking them out, testing them. Quarantining them, that sort of thing.
For either of you, was there training done when all this started to prepare for a potential you know, outbreak, no matter the size? Was there kind of like meetings had? I don't want to go too inside baseball on things here for the listening audience, but what was preparation like? Was there kind of some protocol put in place in dealing with, you know, maybe the jail dealing with an outbreak of COVID should it happen?
Yeah, I mean, right from the get-go, we had a protocol established, and that involves, you know, having our staff involved with ideas to our nursing staff, to, you know, guidelines from the CDC. It was a huge protocol that we put together, and it wasn't just one person that did it. It was a group effort, and I feel like we were pretty prepared to begin with. Luckily, for the most part, up until a month ago, you know, a couple weeks ago, we didn't have an outbreak, so we had the ability to work through any of those issues and saw how other facilities dealt with it, and we were able to just use our protocols and change them as we had to from learning from others having it. And I think when it came here, we really didn't bat an eye, and it worked very well, and everybody knew with their job responsibilities, and we've been staying on top of it since it's been in the facility. So
I would agree with that. I feel like we were very fortunate to not have any type of outbreak for 11 months or so, and so we were ultimately over-prepared for when it did happen, and it was just like Lieutenant Broderick had said, we just went with the flow and did our jobs, and it's been great.
Anything you foresee with the new procedures that have been put in place over the last year or so with COVID, anything that's going to be there to stay? Obviously, you know, we'd hope to say that, you know, masking and social distancing out in public and in private settings will probably be, you know, put aside at some point in the next year or so. We don't know when that's going to be, but anything specific that you think will stay with the jail and its procedures going forward, even in the post-COVID time?
There may be a few things. We do an intake process. We go out to the, instead of bringing the inmate directly into the jail, we go out into our Sallyport and we meet with them out there and go through a short medical assessment. That could be one thing that sticks around. And then also our intake sections that we've developed. You know, we have inmates with all kinds of issues, so to have them all in one area and be able to monitor them a little bit closer, you know, if they're going to go through a drug withdrawal or alcohol withdrawal that we didn't know about, they're kind of isolated in an area, and we're able to keep a closer eye on those inmates, and it's, you know, it's a smaller section for them to be in with not as many people. So those might be two things that stick around, but I'm sure there'll probably be some things that we don't foresee that will probably as well. So,
very good. Well, Lieutenant Tyler Broderick and Nurse Site Manager Marie Brenner, thanks for joining us here on Behind the Badge. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.